Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. What's going on, successors? Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author, Jonathan Jones. And I'm not sure if this is your first time joining us or if this is your 120, I don't know how many if time joining us, but either way, we're grateful that you decided to hop in and we're glad that you're joining us today. Today's episode, I want to talk about ugly Christmas sweater weather. One more time, ugly Christmas sweater weather. We're not really going to talk about the weather. I really just want to bring some attention to these ugly Christmas sweaters, because it's very funny how maybe 5 years ago, I'm showing my age, but maybe 5 years ago, if you went shopping looking for an ugly Christmas sweater, you would be able to find one for $5, $10 at a thrift store. And now Walmart and Target are creating these ugly Christmas sweaters, but they're marking up the price. Not necessarily Walmart and Target. The prices there are comparable. But elsewhere, it's just ridiculous. Just how it seems like they're trying to get over on Christmas. Come on, Saint Nick. What's going on, boss man? This is crazy. I don't even understand. But I'm not really mad about it. It's just funny to see how trends go. And it's funny to see how everything flows when you're operating, one, a business. Or even outside of that, when you're just taking the time to really see where you have something that potentially is viable and to where ultimately you can win. So I'm not going to knock their hustle. I'm not going to be mad at nobody for that. However, today I just want to bring a little bit of attention to us beginning to wind down the year, right? And we have, one more week in winding down the year. But before we even get into next week, I want to talk to you today about sewing up those loose ends. And I only say sewing up the loose ends because I started talking about an ugly Christmas sweater. And then today I was at my Toastmasters and I realized that some of my thread was starting to come out my sweater. And I was like, man, this sucks. However, seeing that the thread was coming out my sweater, I said, this will make a great story. Because how many of us are walking around with loose ends in our lives? I don't know if the loose end would be in relationship. I don't know if the loose end would be in your business. I don't know where your loose end is, but as we're prepping and we're getting ready to go into 2019, and I'm not even trying to get ahead of us right now. I'm just trying to take it week by week. But what precautions are we taking to put ourselves in the proper place for this next year? Right? Because first and foremost, one of the biggest things for me was my finances. I had to tie up my finances going into 2019. I had two credit cards that were maxed out, and I'm like, bruh, I got to get this together because this is a terrible habit. And I don't want this habit to continue to be perpetuated throughout my life and then throughout my family's life. So I had to attack those, and then I completely paid off one credit card, and I paid another one down. So I felt really great about that. But where's your loose end? Like, do you have that significant other where they're asking you for time, but you're not giving them time? But you say you value them, but you say you love them, but you say at the same time that you feel that this person is important to your life. Tie up that loose end. And then on the other side, I mean, like business. Like, business is the exchange of goods or a service for a set fee. Like, that's what business is. But sometimes we can get so comfortable or complacent to where we're not even doing business anymore. We're giving people a half-done product, a half-baked product. We're giving people a half-blank service. We're halfway showing up. We're showing up late. Like, what bad habits do you need to sew up so that you can go into 2019 strong? Like I've said many times before in this podcast, I was really terrible about showing up late to places. I even talk about that in my book. I talk about me being tardy, me procrastinating, doing all of those things, and I had to realize that I'm not valuing people's time. I'm not respecting people's time. So where is that loose end that you need to sew up in your life? Because, friends, I think it's great for us to buy Christmas gifts. I think it's great for us to max out and spend all this money doing all these things that we desire to do. However, if you know you're not in a position to do it, then just don't do it. And I'm talking about if you know you're not in a position to go out, don't go out and just force it and just buy drinks just for buying drinks and driving up a credit card bill. I used to be that person. Going out Christmas, charging up the credit card, and then trying to figure out how I'm going to pay it back later, and then paying all this interest and probably paying almost double what I initially charged. Don't be that person. Because when we talk about tying up loose ends, the most tangible thing, like I said before, like we need to just focus on where we're coming up short. Be honest with ourselves. Take a self-assessment and then ask somebody who's close to you. Like, where do you think I'm missing the mark? Where do you think I'm not showing up as strong as I could be? And like I said, I want to call this episode Ugly Christmas Sweater. I just threw the weather on there. Because Christmas sweaters, when you see them, the ugly ones, when you see them, people begin to talk about them. People begin to laugh at them. Then they begin to point at different areas of the sweater. For instance, I have one ugly sweater where me and my friend Mahari, my brother Mahari, we bought sweaters from Walmart initially, and then we added some extra stuff on there just to make it a little funny. And then I'm no tailor by any stretch. And I began to sew a Santa Claus face on the sleeve of this jacket. And then now when I would wear the sweater, Santa's hanging halfway off. And people, every time they always see me, they're like, oh, man, that's an ugly sweater. And then it's just the fact that Santa wasn't fully knitted up. There was some loose ends on Santa. And some of us are walking around, like I said before, with these loose ends. And you think that nobody sees those loose ends. You think nobody sees the cracks in Mr. Perfect and Miss Perfect. But we can see when you're not fully performing to the level of greatness that you were blessed with. We can see when you're not fully showing up and showing out like you truly desire. We see more than you think. Hello, people, friends. I want you to be encouraged as we get ready to go into the final week of 2018, because I want you truly to see that it's time for us to stop playing games. It's time for us to sew up those loose ends. Because one of my favorite quotes is, if nothing changes, nothing changes. Let's be real, like plain and simple. If you don't change, then you can't expect anything else to change. You can't tell everybody else around you to change, but you're not willing to change. You can't tell people to step up, but you're not willing to step up. So now it's time for us to take an inventory in our life in 2018. We can check off the things that we did good. We can write the pros down on one side of the paper, write the cons down on the other side of the paper. I don't even like cons, or I don't even like the negative. I like areas of opportunity. So on the left side, write the great things that you've done this year. Write the great things that you've accomplished. Write different areas you're grateful for. This is just the positive side. And then on the other side, write where you can improve. Man, I can be better with my money. I don't have to always get the 44 ounce at Quick Trip. I can get the Baby Bubba, the 12 ounce drink. You know, because we live a life that's full of excess. We live a life where we always want to max everything out. Oh, let me get the supersize. But you don't even eat that much. Oh, no, but I want it. No, but you don't need it. Like, let's be real. Come on now. So I just wanted to just share that message with you today, because excess is just loose ends. But when we began to get to that place of minimalism, not even saying that this is the lifestyle for everybody, but when we began to minimize spending, when we began to minimize frivolous time that we're just spending elsewhere doing whatever, we began to minimize certain habits, certain vices. We stop feeding those and we start feeding better areas. We start feeding opportunities instead of opposition. Then we get to be in a great place. All right, friends, we're going to get ready to go ahead and check out here today. Before I do that, though, I want to leave you with this. If you did not get the opportunity to see the Greatness Everyday interview that I did with my friend MJ Wheaton, he's up in Canada, I would encourage you to check that out. I'll put the link down in the show notes so you can see that interview. It's a really great interview. We had a great, great time talking. He's an educator as well as a speaker. He just kicked off one of his first workouts He's the founder of Greatness Every Day. If you have not seen him on YouTube, I would encourage you to take the time. Search my man, Greatness Every Day on YouTube, because his channel is just full of tangible application. His channel is full of great insight and great gems, as people say. So I would encourage you to check him out. Also, I want you just to be aware that as we prepare to roll into the new year, we're going to have a few more interviews for you, a few more interviews from some folks that I think are doing great things, some really phenomenal individuals. And if you have suggestions for interviews, we're in the DFW area. I would encourage you to reach out and we can go through the process and see if we can get you on the show. We can see what that looks like and see if you will be adding value to the audience. So once again, friends, I'm grateful for everything that you all do. I'm grateful for the support, grateful for the shares, grateful just for the retweets. Man, y'all are amazing. Without a doubt, you all are amazing. If you haven't had the opportunity, I would encourage you to take time, if you felt this added value, to share to one friend. Just share this episode with one friend. And then also, just leave a helpful review on iTunes for us. Type in Speak Your Success, scroll down to the bottom where it says write a review, and then hopefully it'd be a 5-star review so we can continue to add value and expand impact across the globe. All right, friends, we're getting out of here. This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way? Have a Merry Christmas, friends. We'll talk next week.